Usually, recycling is a good thing, but there can be exceptions.
The good thing about lead battery recycling is that it makes economic sense. So we know that almost all lead batteries are being recycled. But the question is how? If we don't do it correctly, it actually could be extremely polluting and a hazardous industry.
Perry Gottesfeld is Executive Director of Occupational Knowledge International, a Bay Area nonprofit that monitors environmental and workplace exposures to hazardous materials, especially in the third world. They recently issued a report calling attention to an abrupt uptick in shipments of used lead-based batteries from the United States to Mexico.
Last year, exports increased by 112%, and this year they're on par to even exceed that. At the same time, we investigated the environmental controls in Mexican recycling plants and found that they were far inferior to U.S. standards.
In fact, the U.S. standards were recently strengthened, resulting in increased costs for compliance, hence the surge in exports.
It is clear that U.S. companies are profiting by exporting used lead batteries to Mexico to take advantage of the weaker environmental laws south of the border. For example, we found that Mexican recycling plants are emitting about 20 times more lead into the air than from comparable plants in the U.S., and workers in these plants have about 5 times higher exposure.
That's bad enough for the workers, Gottesfeld says, but it's far worse for any children nearby, even when exposed to low levels of the pollutant.
Kids are impacted by living in communities around these recycling plants. It is a persistent pollutant that will stay in the soil and in dust in those communities forever. And we know that at the levels of exposure we're seeing, kids' brain development is impacted, as is their performance in school and their ability to function later in society.
Along with their report, which was picked up by the New York Times last week, OK International also issued a call for actions to address the situation.
First, we're asking private companies and government agencies to voluntarily halt lead battery exports to Mexico and any other country with environmental and occupational standards that are inferior. We're also asking the U.S. government to work with their Mexican counterparts to ask them to regulate the lead battery recycling industry and to enforce the standards that they currently have.
Perhaps surprisingly, Gottesfeld says the initial industry responses have been, well, responsive.
We have been talking to companies about their practices for recycling the used lead batteries that they generate, and have found that most companies are open to looking at these practices in more depth and potentially setting policies so that they don't go to plants that have inadequate pollution controls.
The technology necessary to recycle lead batteries without pollution is readily available, he concludes. What's needed is the will to pay for it, rather than shipping the problem elsewhere. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.